episode 143, Fight the Good Fight.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Guess what? Today is Motivation Day. Now, I'm still probably sounding a little tinny, aren't I? Yes, my microphone is still dead, but I've got one coming very soon. So hopefully you'll be able to get back to the real me. It's kind of weird because it's hard to find the right area, so I'm not echoing. Anyway, I appreciate you forgiving me and just bearing with me. You know, it tells you that this is really real life here. You're talking to a real person. Okay, maybe you're listening to a real person, and I am talking to a real person. Anyway, I'm so glad you're here, and I am ready to have some wonderful tea with you today. Are you ready for it? We're going to open up first with Ashley Smith. She quotes this: life is full of beauty. Notice it. Notice the bumblebee, the small child, and the smiling faces. Smell the rain and feel the wind. Live your life to the fullest potential and fight for your dreams. You know, yesterday when I was going through the craziness and literally it felt like a day from, you know, it just was one of those days that you just wish you hadn't rolled out of bed and you wish you could have skipped those 24 hours. But you know, the thing is you learn from things very quickly. And I think part of life and part of growing up and maturing and becoming your best selfie is about fighting the good fight. Really being able to know and not doing it mean. I'm not saying that you want to get something and you're mean about it, but it's truly about knowing your goals and being willing to fight the good fight. You know, anything that you do in life, there's going to be struggles, no matter what it is. There's going to be struggles that are out of your control. For some of you right now, you are experiencing epic, crazy weather right now and rain down south. Oh, my goodness. In other areas, there's other crazy. I mean, we've had the earthquakes earlier this year in Nepal. One thing after another. And you just look at it, and those things you can't control. Those are totally out of your control. But when you're leading actually your life, you're going to have struggles even in your life. Even if you're doing the best all the time, there's something always that's going to come up. Okay, it could be something mechanical in regards to, like, just say your home. Something within your home is not working right. It could be something with your job, with your boss. It could even be something with your relationships, whether it's your spouse or whether it's with your children. It could be even with your own immediate family, as in your parents. And then, unfortunately, there's always the ultimate one, and that's death. And there's so many different things that you don't have control of. No matter how much you think you're living your best life, and you just don't have that. You don't have full control over it. And as we've said before, life happens. But when you're looking at your goals and you know that you want to go for something, okay, think about right now. What is your goal? Think about it. Bring it in your mind. Okay, got it? Okay, you've captured it in your brain. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to think about what's holding you back. What has been some stumbling blocks that are like, oh, okay, those stumbling blocks, you got to fight the good fight to get beyond those, okay? Some of them may just be little hiccups. Some of them may just be so minor. It could be a simple sprinkle, like, for example, weight loss, right? You fall off the wagon a little bit. Memorial weekend just happened, and instead of having a reward meal, you ended up having 2 or 3 or 4 reward meals in a day, okay? So you're like, oh, I'm not feeling all that great. But guess what? You learn from it, and you continue to grow. You pick up from where you are, and you make the next best choice when it comes up, right? You're always going to have some form of a fight, but it's how you fight, I think, is really the key. Sometimes we get older, and when we get older, we start fighting like we were in high school. And I can say that because I've had children already in high school, and I've watched them, and I watched their relationships with their friends and how they change. And it's interesting to watch then and listen to their comments of saying, wow, when I was with this friend so many years back in high school, this is what happened. And now, well, I watched him change. And then by the time we graduated, they weren't the same person. And then now that we're out of high school, they've yet changed again. It's very interesting how your children notice those things, but we as an adult, sometimes we're living the life and we don't always see what we're doing. And so when I say fight the good fight, you want to fight fair. You want to fight with honesty. You want to fight with integrity. That's the good fight. You want to be true to your authentic self. Okay, you don't want to give in to somebody else's morals. You don't want to give up your own and accept somebody else's because it's more convenient at the time, because it gets you where you want to faster. I was talking to an acquaintance and he was actually doing some business work for me around the house. And he said, you know, he goes, a lot of people will kind of cheat the system and they'll break wires and they'll do things to say that you're having leaks or whatever. And he said, it's amazing what we see in the industry. And I think when you look at that, it's not just about being human and taking care of your own personal self. It's in everywhere that you are, that you exist, that you come in contact with. So you really want to fight the good fight. You want to keep your goals in front of you. You want to fight with vigor. You want to fight with honesty, okay? You truly want to keep moving forward. You see, when you feel like you've hit a brick wall, one thing you need to do is, here's your kiss. One thing you need to do is, and it's only one because we can't do too many things at once, right? We're going to keep it simple strategy, okay? Only one thing is to take one step in order to get you to go up the brick wall, around the brick wall, depending upon what kind of brick wall you're dealing with, right? Sometimes you got to go through it. So wherever you are in that, only you can figure that out because it will be you in that moment. Now, obviously, you can go ahead and ask for assistance, mentor, counsel, etc., to help to have some guidance as to the right decision. But some things are very simple, and you just know what to do next. Other things are a little more maybe catastrophic. Some things require more thought that you can't make a decision within an hour. It may take 2 or 3 days to make a decision. So when you're looking at it and you hit that brick wall, know that you got to fight the good fight. Fight the fight that God would fight. Okay? You all know that WWJD, what would Jesus do? You could kind of think of it that way, right? And what would my true self do that I feel comfortable when I lay down on the bed and I can go to sleep and not worry about it? It's real important to be authentic to who you are. When you live up to your standards and not somebody else's standards, because everybody else's standards, they're going to vary. And ultimately, normally, you're your worst critic, right? So that means normally your standards are going to be higher than somebody else's standards. So unless if you're one that's working specifically on raising your standards, okay, which that is a very lofty goal and you can do that. And oh my gosh, I commend you for that when you are working for that, because there are some people that they settle for mediocrity. It's okay to be okay, right? But if you're wanting to raise your level of standards and say, you know what, I want to thrive for something more. I want to go for something bigger than what I've ever dreamt of in my entire life, that is fantabulous, okay? And I celebrate that with you. No, that's a stepping stone. So if you are in that position when you fight the good fight, yes, you may want to really think about, okay, where are my standards and how does this all fit together? Does this fit where I want to be going since you're changing that? Make sense? Okay. So think about your goals. Think about where you want to go. And fight the good fight. Now, I also want to say fight the good fight on your relationships, okay? If you're struggling in that area, It'd be crazy for anybody to tell you that relationships are perfect because they are not. Whether you're talking about friendship, whether you're talking about your love relationships, whether you're talking about your family relationships, your children and your relationships, they are very complicated. And they're not easy necessarily to deal with. And so when people say, oh, we've never had a problem, well, most likely they're hiding something, because in life, you're going to have relationship struggles. You're just going to have that. And so if you're at that point of saying, gosh, Christiane, I just feel like I'm holding on with the thread and I don't know what to do, okay? You need to fight the good fight. You don't want to go and you know, kind of go beneath them on their level, okay? Stoop down to their level. No. Raise the bar up, okay? You need to treat them and act and fight the good fight that your true authentic self says, I'm okay with this, all right? Because it's really easy to just kind of say, she backstabbed me, and so guess what? I'm going to turn around and I'm going to backstab her right there, because she did it to me, right? Remember we were talking about the high school type stuff? Yeah. Takes you all the way back to high school and middle school. That's not what growing up is about. That's not what maturing is. That's not what God has in mind when it comes to grace. And it's tough. It's tough to fight the good fight. And at times you're going to feel like giving up. You really are. I know. I watch my children fight the good fight, and we actually have these conversations. And one of my daughters said, you know, Mom, I mean, she's talking behind my back. What do I do? And I said, you need to be you. You need to be sweet. You don't go and talk behind her back just because she's doing it to you. You don't go and backstab just because she's doing it to you. In fact, you still need to love her where she's at. You need to be kind to her. And if the moment comes up that you need to have this discussion with her because of the situation, then you can calmly and politely say, well, this is where we are, and I would like to know your response to this. Fight the good fight. Stooping down and going behind and doing all this sneaky type of stuff, you're not a little mouse, okay? Mice are not fun to have around. That they hurry and scurry in the walls, and they make everyone antsy, and no one wants to be around them, right? And then they grow to be really big, ugly things that, ugh. Okay, can you tell I don't like mice? I'm just saying, you don't stoop down to that level. You raise the bar, okay? And you fight the good fight, because you are a role model. You are setting the tone. And if you're going to if you're going to stoop down to their level and say, okay, I'm going to bring it down because that's what you're doing, then how are you living out your best selfie? So go forward in anything that you're doing, whether it's your goals, your relationships, whether it's literally just life in itself. Think about, I need to fight the good fight. I need to fight with integrity. I need to fight. And fight, I'm not literally meaning physically fight. You guys know that, right? I'm not physically talking about fists, okay? Fighting the good fight is we're being respectful of each other. We're treating each other as if, yeah, you're a human being and I'm a human being. You have feelings and I have feelings. I need to listen to you and you need to listen to me. There'll be times that they don't want to listen to you. There are going to be times that you're not going to want to be heard. Maintain your calmness. Maintain the peace about you, okay? Be sure to breathe and take those moments, those kind of brief breaths, okay, that was it, together, those brief breaths, and relax and know that, guess what? God is in control. He's got your back. And there's no reason why you have to be a little mouse, okay? You don't want to be that little mouse in the wall. You don't want to be the little thing that's hurrying, scurrying everywhere, trying to mess with other people. Fight the good fight. Fight the fight that God wants you to fight. Fight the fight that Jesus did for you, right? And it's going to be a tough one. It's hard. It's not easy. And it's something that comes with day to day. You know, it's very, and some of you, it may be holding the tongue. That's me. I'm raising my hand, okay? It's real. It's hard to hold that tongue, but you can do it. That anger, watch out for it, okay? You can fight the good fight the right way, okay? And remember, it only takes one step. One step, that's it, to figure out whether you're going around, through, up. Who knows? Maybe you'll get a rope tossed to you on that brick wall. I am so excited that you were here today and that we got our time to chat. You know where to find me, createyournow.com. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and hopefully with another mic. Love you so very much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.